You know, we Indians don't like to keep trash lying around. Even broken furniture and old scooters in a gully gets fixed faster than this. But here we are, a foreign fighter jet, the F-35B. Many call it one of the most advanced warplanes in the world. Has been lying in Kerala for 2 weeks, in the rain, unattended, lying alone, sad and drenched. The jet belongs to the British Royal Navy. The same British who once ruled over us have now left their costliest fighter jet stranded on a coast. So what's going on? Apparently, during a joint exercise between India and the UK, Operation High Mast, this F-35B took off from a British aircraft carrier that was stationed 100 kilometers off the Indian coast in the Arabian Sea. At that time, it was said due to bad weather, low fuel, and some other technical glitches, it had to land in India. I have made a video on this topic. In that, I have debunked these reasons. These are just pure nonsensical reasons for media bites. For 14 days, the jet is just sitting there, getting soaked in Kerala's monsoon, with no one from the UK showing up to fix it. And they even gave strict instruction to the Indian government. Don't take it to the hangar. Don't touch this. Don't do that. We are keeping a watch through satellite. There was even a funny comment made by some Indian. At least let us put a tirpal on the jet. Anyways, jokes apart. 14 days have passed. So far, no one has come to take it. And now we are hearing that a 40-member team from UK are flying in, including specialist engineers and also people from Lockheed Martin are also coming. Now think about it. It is understandable that a team from UK is coming because it is their jet. They bought it from the US and they own it. Just get a C-17 Globemaster, tow it and take it away. Why do you need people from Lockheed Martin, original equipment manufacturer? That only means one thing. The reason cannot be low fuel, bad weather, or some hydraulic issue. It cannot be a small glitch. Either the jet is locked and you need people from original equipment manufacturer who are authorized and trained to handle it or maybe unlock it. Because keep in mind, F-35s are designed with extremely strict security protocols. If it senses some kind of tampering is happening with its software or internal systems, it can lock itself down. It seems the UK team is simply coming for logistics, coordination and national level oversight. But then if Lockheed Martin personnel are being involved, that means there is some critical system issue, possibly related to the malfunctioning of some firmware, encrypted data logs or stealth hardware. Now this raises some serious questions. Why can't the Royal Navy fix their own aircraft on Indian soil? Why send a whole team from abroad just to look at one jet? Is the jet so complicated that even its own operators don't know how to repair it? And the British Navy is just letting it rot in rainwater like an abandoned scooter during monsoon. This is not laziness. It only points to one thing. The jet is locked. Now let's connect more dots. As we know, this F-35B took off from a British aircraft carrier. That carrier doesn't operate alone. It moves with an entire naval strike group, including frigates, destroyers, support ships, and possibly amphibious ships capable of VTOL landings. This means the F-35B had multiple secure and mobile landing options, all under NATO command and within its operational ecosystem. But then landing in a non-NATO aligned country like India is something very weird. Now let's assume if a jet breaks off from its group, nearby support ships can change course to assist or receive the aircraft. A frigate or destroyer can go behind the aircraft's path to offer assistance or recovery. Naval groups are trained for such emergencies. So unless something big must have happened, India, which is a non-F-35 partner, would never be the first option. The surprising part is that the F-35B landed at a Kerala civilian airport, not even at the adjacent Air Force station located right next to it. That means only few things. Number one, the F-35's coordination were disabled. And number two, a system lockout must have happened that overrode all manual commands, forcing it to land at the nearest large airport. The second option is something which I'm leaning more towards. When drones lose control due to low battery, lost signal or app crash, they're designed to auto-return to the home point or land safely at the nearest open zone. This is a basic protocol found even in low-end drones. Now imagine this happening in the F-35B, a $100 million stealth fighter packed with advanced AI and self-operating systems. It's likely designed with even smarter emergency landing features. So if something goes wrong, pay attention to what I'm saying. If something goes wrong, like a system failure, a cyber attack, or if it enters restricted airspace, the jet might cut off contact with its command center, automatically switch to a safe landing mode. Now, instead of trying to return to its original base, which could be moving or hard to reach, it could look for the nearest safe and open runway, cross-check with built-in map of international airports, choose to land on a safest, most neutral and clearly visible airport that could be easily viewed from a satellite. Now the next question is, why a civil airport instead of military? Civil airports are easier to monitor from commercial and military satellites due to lack of camouflaging and rapid movement, and it will less likely to trigger an aggressive military response in case of an unplanned entry. Plus, civil airports often have longer runways, 24/7 ATC, and less restricted access. These jets are pre-fed with global civil aviation data, geotagged runway information, and satellite coordination points. This is the only possible and logical reason behind this aircraft's unexpected landing in Kerala, India, not as a choice by the pilot, but as a predefined emergency protocol activated by the jet itself. Now the main question of this video is, what triggered this F-35 to go into a self-locking state the moment it came near the Indian airspace? If you look at the official statement of the Indian Air Force, they said, the aircraft was detected and identified by the Indian Air Force's IACCS network and was cleared for recovery. IACCS stands for Integrated Air Command and Control System. It is India's most advanced military defense networks, designed to detect, track, assess, and respond to aerial threats in real time. The main purpose of IACCS is to monitor Indian airspace 24/7 and coordinate quick military responses against any hostile or unidentified aircraft or missile threats. If a threat is confirmed, it can automatically alert air bases, scramble jets, or initiate defensive protocols, example deploying surface-to-air missiles. Now, out of these three options, we chose to do the second one. Now, I'll make the entire picture clear. So basically, in the name of joint exercise, Britain used one of its F-35B to test or probe India's air defense network, and this tactic is not new in modern military strategy. So Britain wanted to see and collect intelligence on India's air defense behavior and radar signature without engaging. That is why this F-35B came near to our Indian airspace, just to map our radar coverage, detect what type of radars get triggered, measure the response time of fighter scrambling or missile locking, see if electronic warfare, jamming or spoofing is detected, identify how far they can penetrate or provoke before interception. All these things they wanted to test, basically passive level spying. Now to do all these things, Britain ordered one of its F-35B to fly near or briefly enter India's radar coverage. The moment it did that, India's ground-based radars will either light up or remain dark. Either way, the F-35 records the signals. If air defense radars lock on or scramble jets, it reveals their range, type and reaction protocol. The F-35 then logs this data and can transmit it back to command or store it for post-mission analysis. So basically, Britain wanted to map our India's air defense system, and that is what the Indian Air Force said in their statement. The aircraft was detected and identified by the Indian Air Force's IACCS network. As soon as our Indian defense network detected the F-35B, first of all, it's great and it confirms that India's integrated air defense system was active and capable of picking up even a stealth aircraft like the F-35B. As soon as the jet entered a certain range, India's IACCS detected and logged onto it using radar and electronic warfare systems. That log triggered a self-defense response inside the F-35B, possibly a firmware-based system lock or cyber interference. And that's what made the jet unable to return to its carrier and went into emergency safe mode and autonomously landed at the nearest civil airport in Kerala. So basically, it was the Indian radar lock itself directly interfered with the F-35's firmware and made it to go into emergency landing mode. The presence of Lockheed Martin's engineers confirms that this issue is deeply technical and most likely involves a firmware or classified components issue, which is something that the UK technicians alone cannot resolve. This F-35B was conducting a probing mission near our Indian airspace, probably thought it could sneak in, sniff around and slip out unnoticed, but then it got grounded. I hope you found this video informative, and I'll see you in the next one.